This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. This weekend, the New Hampshire Democratic Party will hold its state convention, about 4 months after the party's primary voters handed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders a landslide victory. Casey McDermott caught up with a number of Sanders supporters about the path forward, particularly as Hillary Clinton stands poised to earn the party's nomination at the national convention this summer. You can read more about what Casey found online at nhpr.org, and she's here now to discuss it with me. Good afternoon, Casey.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So, how are Sanders supporters in New Hampshire feeling at this point in the race?
Well, at least 151,000 people voted for Bernie Sanders here in the primary, and needless to say, there are a lot of different views within that group. I heard from several people who definitely fall into the Bernie or bust camp, so they're planning to support him all the way through to November, even if he's not the Democratic nominee, and even if that means writing him in. At least a few people from New Hampshire are even planning to travel to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia this summer to protest because they're frustrated with how the nomination process played out. But then on the other hand, I also talked to several people who have been with Sanders from the beginning. They've been active on his steering committee, and a few of them are even pledged Sanders delegates who will be backing him at the DNC this summer. And they all said they're comfortable supporting Hillary Clinton if she becomes the nominee, which now seems all but certain. And then there are the people who are somewhere in between. They don't want to vote for Donald Trump, but they also aren't quite ready to switch their votes to Clinton for the general. Some people in that camp are floating the idea of backing third-party candidates, but most of them said they just still need some more time to figure things out.
How active has the Bernie Sanders campaign been in New Hampshire since the primary?
Pretty active, actually. His state steering committee has been meeting on about a monthly basis, and actually just this weekend they met to plan ahead of the state party convention on Saturday. Sanders supporters are hoping that they can use some of the momentum from his win here in New Hampshire, which was a 22-point victory and one of the largest primary wins in state history, to push for some of his positions to be featured on the state party platform.
Which positions?
The Sanders supporters who are working on this said that broadly they're looking to just see more progressive language across the board, more support for workers, protecting the environment, abolishing the death penalty, decriminalizing marijuana, pushing for a higher minimum wage, pushing for stronger pension policies, among other things.
Okay, so what can we expect out of the convention this weekend?
Well, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will be the keynote speaker, which is notable because this will be one of her first major appearances since she announced her support for Hillary Clinton just last week. Both Warren and Sanders have campaigned for state-level candidates in past election cycles in New Hampshire, and I think it's safe to say that many Sanders supporters view her as someone who embodies a lot of the same ideals that they've been fighting for. So it'll be interesting to see whether her presence serves as some kind of unifier for the state's progressives both this weekend and in the months leading up to the general.
And where does all of this leave the Hillary Clinton team?
So they're being very cautious about not pressuring Sanders supporters into joining their camp right away. I caught up with Mike Vlasich, the New Hampshire state director of the Clinton campaign, and he had a lot of praise for the work that the Sanders campaign did in New Hampshire during the primary. He says he wants to give the Sanders supporters some time to work through the nomination process, but at the same time, he says the Clinton campaign is very much planning to reach out to Sanders voters, and even to Republicans or independents, to try to unify around the idea of defeating Donald Trump in November. The New Hampshire Democratic Party separately is planning a series of house parties across the state that are meant to bring together Clinton and Sanders supporters. So it sounds like we'll be seeing a lot of efforts to at least try to promote some party unity in the months ahead.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Peter.
That's NHPR digital reporter Casey McDermott. And you can read more perspectives from Sanders supporters and more about some of the efforts to keep his policies alive in New Hampshire in Casey's online story at nhpr.org.